I just wish it wasn't down to me to decide what is essentially about my pay.
But it's getting to that stage where it is going to end up having to be you. You must realise that. So come on then, what do you think? If it's not 100,000, what should it be?
I think we should find some reasonable comparator. I don't know.
Would be what, exactly? An MP? More than an MP?
Well, an MP, perhaps, yeah. I mean, that's one of the suggestions that's come through on a number of occasions.
So around about 65,000?
I don't know. I mean, clearly 100,000 isn't acceptable. I just find this intensely embarrassing.
I know, because the last thing I
care about in doing this job is how much I get paid for doing it. It's such an enormous privilege to do it. And that's it. That's the thing that matters most to me. This is such a distraction, such an embarrassment, such a pain.
Next week, of course, it goes to full council. Yeah. Your councillors can then decide on it. It's likely to be thrown out. Of course, they're not going to push it through to pay you 100,000.
You've said
you don't want it. Is there likely to be an amendment whereby you or one of your councillors will say, well, actually, let's put an end to this. Let's just deal with it now. £65,000, done.
I mean, I hope somebody... we'll actually have,
would you walk away at 65,000?
If it was set at something like an MP,
that's 65,000.
That's probably what, most people in Leicester have, when you talk to them, will say, well, yeah,
happy with that?
Give or take a bit. Of course, Jonathan, I'm happy to do the job. I'm privileged to do the job. That is the bit that matters. The pay is just an irrelevance. It really is an embarrassment.
But it is.
It's a distraction. It's an utter pain.
It is the last chance, though, to sort it out. Because you can then get it backdated. If it goes over next week, you don't get it backdated.
We've got to get it sorted somehow. Because, as I say, it's not just about the mayor's pay. It's about this deputy mayor, the assistant mayor, and all of these scrutiny chairs as well, which are all a very different system from the one that this present allowance system was set up for.
Have you spoken to Rory Palmer about what he should be paid?
Well, we've talked amongst ourselves.
What was the figure there?
Well, no. We've talked amongst ourselves just about how we'd actually want to get on with the job of, taking decisions about the future of the city and not to keep getting distracted
but
about
the... But if you're on 65, he could be on 50?
I don't know. Honestly, Jonathan, I really don't know. I just wish... As I said earlier on, that this had been decided before the election, and we hadn't had this sort of distraction now and this embarrassment now of having to actually fix it ourselves in some way.
You could put an end to it, though, couldn't you? No matter how embarrassed you are, you could stop everyone chattering and saying, right, this is what our take.
You know what could put an end to it?
Go on.
Because we're going to have elected mayors across the country. Mm. Later this year, I mean, Birmingham, Coventry, Nottingham, all of these places are being asked to have elected mayors. And what the sensible way of dealing with this is not to try and deal with it at a local level. It's actually for the government to do what they've done with the police and crime commissioners, what they've done with the mayor of London.
Yep.
It's actually take it out of local hands and to actually get a pay commission nationally to set, in broad terms, the range of pay for mayors.
Just lastly, Peter, I mean, we did contact the Department for Communities and Local Government, and they said that while mayoral pay is a matter of individual councils, at this